The most dense water in the world is found deep in the Antarctic Ocean. This water above the seabed stores heat and carbon dioxide that would otherwise filter into the atmosphere and contribute to climate change. But new research indicates the amount of dense water is substantially decreasing. Scientists say the findings have big implications. From Adelaide, Tom Nightingale reports.
Thousands of metres beneath the Antarctic ice, the water is so unusual it's below 0 degrees. Dr. Steve Rintoul from the CSIRO.
The combination of reasonably high salinity and very cold temperatures makes the water the densest or heaviest water that's found anywhere in the world ocean.
The below freezing temperature is due to its salt content. The deep ocean water creates currents that have ripple effects across the world over decades or hundreds of years. Over the summer, Dr. Rintoul led a research team that found those currents are starting to change, which might have big consequences for the Earth's climate.
It's early days in the sense that we're just starting to detect these trends, but we need to keep making these measurements and determine the cause of these changes so that we can do a better job of predicting how climate will change in the future.
The deep water had been estimated at about 1,000 metres thick. Now it's estimated to be a much smaller thickness on the ocean floor. Dr. Steve Rintoul again.
The changes we're finding are a response to changes in climate rather than driving changes in climate themselves. So it's a signal to us that something's going on.
Especially the deep ocean, it reacts on a 50 to 100 year timescale.
Susan Wafels from the CSIRO.
So once we start moving it, its momentum will continue to move it in that direction. And for us to change things and turn it around will also take decades.
She says the researchers haven't pinpointed an explanation, but she says it has big implications for measuring the changing temperature of the Earth.
Over the long term, it's really going to be the deep oceans that dictate where we're going to end up.
The research was also a significant logistical challenge. At some points, the crew's compasses had to be ignored because they were distorted by being so close to the South Pole. Dr. Steve Rintoul.
The Southern Ocean is the windiest and waviest part of the ocean. It's the largest waves of anywhere in the world ocean. And so it makes life both difficult on the ship, but also makes the measurements difficult to obtain.
Dr. Rintoul and others will return to the Antarctic for more testing next summer. The results from the recent tests will be published later this year.
Tom Nightingale reporting there from Adelaide.